We're falling into place here. He spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning, we focus on The People's Place, a thrift store and food pantry located in Kingston, New York. Founded in 1972, their mission is to feed, clothe, and respond to the essential needs of the people of Ulster County with kindness, compassion, and the preservation of human dignity. We are joined this morning by Tim Hurley, board president, and Christine Hine, the executive director of The People's Place. And it's a great pleasure to welcome this dynamic duo to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank
great
you.
Great having us. Thank you.
Good morning.
45 years you've been doing this.
45
I mean, not you two, but the group, the People's Place has been doing this for 45 years,
founded
in 1972.
Yeah. It has, and it has really morphed and changed tremendously. I have been with the organization for 5 years, and I think, Tim, you came on board about 4 years ago?
About four years ago.
And so since then, we started, when I came on board, we had four different programs that we did, and we are up to 18 programs that we offer all free of charge to anyone who lives in Ulster County. We don't require any proof of income, just proof that you live within the county. So
let's talk about the mission. I said in the introduction, the mission to feed, clothe, and respond to essential needs of the people. How do you satisfy that mission? How does that play out day to day within Ulster County?
We have several programs that offer help to those in need that really are struggling in today's times. One of the great things, when they did find the organization and a few years down the road, they started the thrift store, and the thrift store is our main economic engine. We are a completely independent, not-for-profit, and we aren't affiliated with any governmental agency or religious group, so all the money to run the organization, we have to raise ourselves.
Right.
And the thrift store is a huge benefit. It's one of the largest income streams, and then of course we have fundraisers. But you know what we try to do really is reach out to the community and let them know that we're here to help them, and we're here to help them with a good quality food. We've partnered with the Community Foundation of the Hudson Valley and Local Economies Project to offer a free farm stand, which is every Tuesday morning. Anybody can come to that.
And it's the just produce, like a regular farmer's market.
Yeah, the produce is phenomenal. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to have a chef challenge. And one of the reasons we do that is to help educate anyone who wants to stop by to see how to use the different produce that we offer for free, how you can make it with simple ingredients. You know, you can make some fabulous salads and some fabulous meals without using a large number of product. And we're very, very fortunate. We've collaborated with the Culinary Institute of America for 3 years now. Bobby Perillo is our contact there. And this year we have chefs from different local restaurants. Frank Ginetti, who's been all over the country, was a very popular chef down in Miami, and we're fortunate enough to have him in Ulster County right now. Graziano Tecchio, who owns a local restaurant, and a few other ones. And the people can come in and they can talk to the chefs. And part of why we do this is to try to give people the human interaction, the respect and knowledge. We're about education as well. It's one thing to just give people something, but if you educate them on how to use what we're handing out and to make them feel good about themselves, I think it will just go so much further.
Yeah, a lot of our clients will take the vegetables that we're handing out, but instead of it being a really red tomato that they've seen all their lives, they're your yellow organic tomatoes that at a farm heirloom tomatoes that cost a fortune at the farm stand in Kingston a few days later. And we give it to them, and they'll take it because it's free, but they don't necessarily know exactly what to do with us. So we're educating them tomorrow.
And every week we have, almost every week, we have someone from Cornell Cooperative that's there to kind of give some recipe ideas. And along the way at the farm stand, we have a lot of different organizations that come in, not-for-profits, to kind of share other types of information that would be beneficial to someone who would be stopping by a free farm stand.
When it comes to the summer programs that you're doing, you got a lot going on during the summer, and that's really quite impressive as to what you've got going on.
We have a phenomenal program. This is our third year doing it. We had done a lot of research a few years ago, and one of the things that we were seeing over and over again, all types of documentation and reports coming out that during the summer, all the children who get free and reduced lunch really have that food stream stops. And it puts an enormous amount of financial pressure and emotional stress on the head of the household to try to figure out how they're going to continue feeding their children, and not just feeding them and filling their bellies, but giving them good, nutritious food so that as the summer goes, the children will continue to grow, they'll continue to be able to learn. And so we started a program 3 years ago with the help of the New World Foundation and the Community Foundation of the Hudson Valley, and it is called Bag Summer Hunger. Mm-hmm. And what can happen is any family or household in need can come in once a week, and we give them a one or two bags full of breakfast, lunch, and snack foods that the parent or guardian can take home and prepare at home throughout the week, and then they can come back the following week or as often as they need. And it has had a humongous, just huge response. Last year alone, we handed out what would equate to over 35,000 meals, breakfast and lunch meals, and over 20,000 snacks. And that is just for the Bag Summer Hunger program. People's Place is the largest food pantry in Ulster County, and last year alone, not counting the Bag Summer Hunger program, we gave out over 300,000 meals and over 20,000 articles of clothing all for free.
And the first time I came to People's Place years ago, when I first walked in the door, I was just blown away because I would see the clients walk in the door, show their ID of where they live, and then they're taken to, it looks like a store, that half of our building, and they get a personal shopper that walks them through, say they're a family of six, and their personal shopper walks them through just like a grocery store and fills their cart with items for that family.
That fall within the USDA guidelines. So we really try to guide people and help them with their food choices, and also be creative and, you know, hopefully make it what can be a very difficult, challenging first step, make it a little bit more relaxed and a little bit easier.
It can be difficult, and it's certainly that assistance is so necessary. How are most people, how do most people come to you and find out about the pantry, the referral system?
We have done an enormous amount of community outreach. Programs such as yourself give us a great platform to be able to let the community either know how they can utilize our services or be able to donate to our services. We have a number of social media avenues. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have
Instagram,
and we do press releases to the local papers. We do local radio as well, and really word of mouth.
So, and are there referral agencies where someone will come in and then they'll say, oh, by the way, you should look here or you should look into this?
I do work extensively with different agencies. I was just at a forum with mental health professionals. We speak with DSS, all different agencies, many, many not-for-profits. And the wonderful thing about Ulster County is that all of the not-for-profits really work together. They try to share each other's information because we have one common goal, and that is to make everybody's lives better. And if their lives are better, our community will be better. So we really do collaborate with an enormous amount of agencies. Family of Woodstock has been in our area forever, and we work very closely with them. We collaborate with a group of other pantries in the area, and now People's Place is a food hub for all of the Kingston food pantries. We were fortunate enough 2 years ago to purchase our building, and our building used to be a grocery store. So in our basement...
Well, that comes in handy.
Yes.
In our basement were these big, really ancient refrigerators.
Right. So we've made them
into... Also comes in handy.
A walk-in cooler and a walk-in refrigerator through a grant that we received as a group. And now when different groups and farmers call and hand us over or, you know, share their produce with us, we have a place to store and let other food pantries come to us, and we help share the bounty. That way, everybody's getting healthy produce. It's really a big thing that all of the food pantries in Ulster County are trying to work together to do, is really offer quality food, because if you're offering quality food and that's what you're taking in, your life is going to be a better quality.
Let's talk about, unfortunately, we seems like we have to talk about this, but about numbers, and I assume you've seen those numbers increase. of need?
Well, we personally have, each year we see about a 15 to 25% increase. Most of that for us, however, is one, when I first got there 5 years ago, we only serviced the people in Kingston in the immediate area. And then I went to our board. I have phenomenal board members, and we spoke about it, and we opened up our services to all of Ulster County. So anyone who lives in Ulster County can come into People's Place and get help. So that's increased our numbers. We've also done a large amount of community outreach so that people know. It's so surprising to me that people in our own backyard don't know the programs that we have and how we can help them. So those numbers are going up. I am fearful that our numbers are going to increase dramatically with the current federal climate.
Mm-hmm.
Already, we don't get any really, we're not affiliated with any governmental agency, so we don't get funding from that. But we do get a grant through the Food Bank of Northeastern New York.
Sure.
And at this point in time, it's been cut by 66% because their money was cut. So right now, I see an average of a 20% growth per year. And now the amount that I'm getting from the food bank is cut by 66%.
And so, as a board member, when you see
scary.
This...
Scary.
I mean, that's a two-thirds cut. I mean, that's correct.
And they don't know if they're going to get any further funding. And that was across the board to all food pantries that use the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York. So it's very scary times. That is why we do have a website and a Facebook page that has a Donate Now button, so anybody listening can help donate, or they can send a check to People's Place, which is located at 17 St. James Street in Kingston, and that's a 12401 zip code. And because we're just there to service so many people and to help so many people, it's scary. It is scary.
You were going to say, sir.
Yeah.
The good thing, I mean, our board right now is, when we see these numbers, kind of in a panic. But we're a really driven, determined board, so we just look at, okay, how do we make up for this? You know, how do we make more money? How do we fundraise? And we push and push. And, you know, Kingston right now is in a real renaissance. Like, we're the new Brooklyn town right now. So all the cool hipsters and everybody uptown where we're located know that when you want to go buy that cool patent leather jacket, come into our thrift store, and when you buy that jacket, that money goes to buy food directly to our thrift store. And so that's working out really great.
Yes, the proceeds of the thrift store help fund all the programs we do.
Unfortunately, we only have about a minute left, but I do want to get into the summer sale and how important that is for what you do for the rest of the year.
Sure. Our Santa Sippin' Sale is going to be August 10th. The tickets are $50 a person. It's a beautiful 3-hour boat ride on the Hudson River. It takes off in downtown Kingston at the dock on the Rip Van Winkle. And tickets are only $50, so that's a great way that people can come, have a great time, learn more about our agency and what we do for the community and for Ulster County as a whole, and have fun. The proceeds for that go to sponsor our Thanksgiving and Christmas programs that we offer, which are phenomenally large. Last year, we gave out over toys to over 1,500 children, and at Thanksgiving time, we gave out Thanksgiving meals to 1,122 families. So it's really a huge amount. If you can't make the Sip and Sale, you can always go online, visit us on Facebook or on our website, peoplesplaceuc.org, and make a donation there as well.
Again, the website is peoplesplaceuc.org. Links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Tim Hurley, Board President, and Christine Hine, Executive Director of People's Place, thank you very much for being with us.
It's
a great pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
Again, links will be posted at wamc.org/roundtable, and you can find out more at peoplesplaceuc.org. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.